This is Corinne LaRue with California Ag Today. A bill intended to prohibit new animal feeding operations and slaughterhouses in California failed to advance in the legislature and is dead for the year. From the California Cattlemen Association podcast, Vice President of Government Affairs Kirk Wilbur joins us for part two to discuss the political impact of this bill.
So what you actually see right now happening at the federal and state level is the Biden-Harris administration is trying to get funding out the door to improve capacity in slaughtering facilities and every other sector of the beef industry, as well as various other industries. The Newsom administration likewise is trying to increase capacity. Even the chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee last year had a bill trying to do, among other things, expanding capacity in the beef sector. We saw this as a bill that was not just very unpopular from a farmer and rancher perspective, but it's also unpopular within Nazarian's own party, where you see the Democrats trying to, at the state and national level, expand beef capacity. And it would probably be unpopular for consumers because of any restriction on the development and expansion of CAFOs or any other sector of the industry is going to result in higher beef prices. So this was a pretty unpopular bill all around. That said, you know, you never want to undersell a piece of legislation that's threatening to the industry. So CCA and a number of other agricultural organizations came out in strong opposition to this shortly after it was introduced.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.